Around 400 people came to Blue Green Eggs and Ham at Oddfellows Hall on Saturday. It's a political roundup for environmentally minded politicians and activists across the North Bay. The name of the conference is more literal than you would think. Attendees lined up to eat boiled eggs dyed blue and green before the speeches began. Greg Saris, chairman of the Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria, gave the keynote speech, reminding the audience that the tribe intends to remain a force in local politics.
Greaton will be watching everything everybody does in this county to make sure that you are thinking about everybody, the worker, the environment, the land, and the future. If not, we will use our resources to educate everybody.
According to the Press Democrat, the tribe contributed over $290,000 to the Measure M campaign, a sales tax to increase the coffers for Sonoma County parks. The measure passed in November of last year. The tribe also poured money into defeating Measure N, a bond measure to fund affordable housing projects. The measure was controversial among North Bay progressives and remains a sore subject for those on opposite sides of the issue. Panelists avoided talk about Measure N's defeat and instead focused on unity. I caught Congressman Jared Huffman in the hall to get his opinion on the day.
We have this wonderful environmental community in the North Bay that has forged alliances with labor unions and other progressive groups and become a real political force. And I think it's really important at the beginning of the year to think about how far we've come, think about the challenges we have ahead, and do that work of keeping our coalition together.
Daisy Pistiline is one of the conference organizers and the executive director of Sonoma County Conservation Action. She said there were around 100 more attendees this year than last. She thinks the enthusiasm is due to the Democratic gains in the midterm elections. She wants to turn that energy towards local politics.
Even though we had a very exciting ton of races at the federal level and many seats to flip in Congress, we also have to remember that local races are where a lot of real action happens too, and that it's important for people to continue to focus on the local while also paying attention to the national.
Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin attended as well. Her hope for the event was to convince Santa Rosa City residents to play a larger role in countywide politics.
It always is a balancing act to join in collaboration with our cities on some of the really important funding proposals. And I think the success story was the Parks for All, where we collaborated with our cities and were successful in passing a small sales tax measure to fund not only regional parks, but city parks as well. I think that's the model that we should be exploring, is building the partnerships with our cities.
Overall, attendees seemed energized by the discussion. After the event, many went next door to vote in a local Democratic Party caucus. The line to cast their ballots wound out the door. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.